Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I'm going to ask you a series of questions. I want you to respond truthfully. Have you ever hurt someone?
Yes.
Have you ever experienced anything you'd consider abnormal?
Yes.
Last question. Do you know what mutants are?
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Umar Paganampakepagan alongside Ian McNally and Bahir Yusuf, and it's time for another episode of Trailer Watch. This time, New Mutants. It's the next installment in the X-Men cinematic universe. It's directed by Josh Boone, who did The Fault in Our Stars, and this might be one of the most exciting trailers I've seen in a very long time, because they've taken X-Men and they've made it into a horror movie.
Yes.
It's so cool.
Yeah, that's just weird. I don't know. You guys know I don't like horror films, right?
Oh, that's true.
So I'm just like, I don't know where this is going to go.
But you want to watch the X-Men, do you?
I kind of do. Although I know nothing about the New Mutants, because it's a comic series, right?
Okay, yeah. Who are they? They're a bunch of young X-Men or young mutants who had joined Xavier's school because during the height of the Chris Claremont series of X-Men, Marvel decided, let's capitalize on this, well, on this hype and create more mutant series.
Well, okay. They were doing so many weird stories. The main cast of the X-Men already had 16 comics at that point.
Exactly.
So they just added, let's add another 32 more.
And see what happens.
New Mutants, X-Factor, anything X-Forge. With an X, anything, put X in anything, you can go for it.
Exactly. Only in this movie, it seems like they're somehow trapped in a hospital slash...
asylum type
thing. Asylum slash haunted house, and they're being experimented on, right?
It's been 17 years since the X-Men movie first came out.
Yeah.
We're sick of Charles Xavier. The comics are sick of Charles Xavier.
Correct.
They don't want him around anymore.
No, and also, I'm sick of the whole... X-Men mutants as metaphor for minority storyline.
Yeah, yeah.
We've done it. We've seen it. I mean, that's why I think Legion is so exciting. That's why Deadpool is so exciting. Mm. And you know, and even Logan to a certain extent, even though it did that trope, Logan was a character-driven story as opposed to a plot-driven story.
He happened to be an X-Man.
Yes.
And X-Man wasn't the point.
Because all the other movies are really plot-driven. It's like, oh no, look, Sentinels again.
Yeah.
That's a problem also in the comics, and that's because they can't go cosmic, because the X-Men tend to go off-planet and battle with aliens that look like birds and all sorts of weird stuff. And they've kind of steered away from that until we get to the Jean Grey movie or
the
Phoenix Saga.
Which is coming up next.
Yeah. But this is, I mean, apart from divorcing it from the school, the characters and everything seem very
similar.
Very similar. And the director has talked about he wanted to do the Chris Claremont, Bill Sienkiewicz, I can never pronounce that properly, storyline, The Demon Bear. Have you heard of this?
I've read it.
Oh, you've read it?
Yeah. So I used to be a bit of a New Mutants fan when I was growing up. I think I may have those issues. I have a whole lot of New Mutants issues. And I don't remember Chris Claremont's writing as much, but Bill Sienkiewicz's art
sticks
is
with you.
Huge.
Huge scratchiness.
Oh, it's so cool. Yeah. And the plot's really simple for that story. Danielle essentially is hunting a monster that supposedly killed her parents. Mm-hmm. And essentially, they defeat the monster. I mean, that's the plot, right?
Right. And if you look online, director Josh Boone released an animatic, which was something he used to pitch the studios
on. Oh, nice.
Okay. And it's magic with Lockheed.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah, Lockheed the Dragon. And she's got her sword from Limbo. And she's attacking a demon bear, and the demon bear goes. And it's very clearly Maisie Williams sketched out as, like, it's all sketched as Rain Sinclair pushing Danny Moonstar on a gurney through what looks like a very brown hospital. Looks very similar to the kind of hospital they actually used.
Fantastic.
So there's a couple of articles, I think, that were linked off articles you shared with me already by here. Right. And, like, one of them was that they're planning a trilogy. So I thought maybe Demon Bear would come later. But it looks like they're going to do
it
straight off.
No, it looks like they're going to do Demon Bear now. I mean, it's a three-issue arc. Mm. And you know, it's quite a short arc. But at the same time, it kind of changed the way X-Men comics would run, if only because this really was a horror story in the X-Men universe. And the twist was something a lot of people didn't see coming.
Yeah.
It just changed the way they told these stories. Because otherwise, New Mutants were very similar to, like, the Teen Titans. They were just a bunch of kids who went on adventures.
Right.
And this changed everything.
Yeah. This was their growing up.
Yeah. I mean, and also, man, it just looks good because we're not getting the same whole origin heroes journey type story thing. I mean, I like the idea that it's just straight up horror flick.
This isn't an asylum or this isn't a hospital. It's a haunted house. Like, they should say it's a haunted house.
Someone says it's a haunted house.
I thought I was going to say it's a prison or something like that. But no, it's a haunted house.
Yeah.
We're in trouble here, guys.
Yeah.
It's a haunted house.
And I like that. And I like that straddling of the idea of essentially what is mutants, right? Science and evolution and all that with horror, with ghosts, with this supernatural element.
And it's going to be weird how they handle that with magic, because magic is a character who's weird. Like, there's a lot of X-Men whose powers are just like, that'll never work in film or TV show. It's too weird. Don't do it.
Like Jubilee, like, or Gambit.
They're still like, he throws cards that explode. Fine. Kinetic energy, you can work around that. She disappears into a parallel magical universe and comes back with a magical sword.
Correct.
That's a hard pitch. Like,
you put that beside Maisie Williams as a werewolf, fine. Buy that, no problem. I do wonder how they're going to do Cannonball, because Cannonball always looks really weird in the comics because his legs essentially become fire, but not the rest of them. Like, he always, you know, he flies around, but just his top half.
Top half, yeah. So to me, that is very interesting because the trailer plays it out like a horror thing, right?
Yeah.
But if you know the X-Men, you know the mutants, the guy in the thing or person in the washing machine is obviously a character. It just happens to be on fire.
Could be.
Which is not like a horror thing, right? Yeah. It's not like a ghost apparition thing, which is really interesting.
Unless they're going to play, like, especially with the Maisie Williams character, because she's like Christian and everything, and when she turns into a wolf, she thinks it's kind of a curse thing. But she kind of likes it, but she's kind of guilty about it. They could play up the whole body horror element of the whole thing.
I know, I am super excited about this film.
Oh, and the music as well is like Pink Floyd's The Wall. The logo is the same font
the same
as The
font.
Wall.
That was great.
Which is very, very cool.
Yeah.
Check out the trailer for New Mutants. We're going to tweet it out as well and put it on our Facebook page. Let us know what you think. Are you excited about a new take on the X-Men? Tweet me. I'm on @UmarPagan.
I'm on @McNastyPrime.
I'm @BahiWai.
This is At The Movies on BFM 89.9.
Did you know baby rattlesnakes are more dangerous than adult ones? They haven't learned how to control how much venom they secrete. All of you are dangerous. That's why you're here.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership,
we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.